Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Discussion. I be on it all night, man. I be on it
all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic,
that was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's all good on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday.
It's warm today.
As we always here, living for the weekend and, getting some closure. The season's over.
How about it's over.
Yeah, the season's over.
It's over now. The real interesting stuff starts.
As we talked to the Hawks, season ended last night. Not surprised that it was just looked like a typical Hawks game. Can't defend, can't rebound. Trey stunk last night.
Yep.
Let's call it what it was.
Sure, he stunk last night.
DeJounte played okay. He was good.
DeJounte played good. But DeAndre Hunter probably had his worst game of the year.
You know, and now you're in a situation where you go, well, what's next? Now we can talk about what's next.
Yeah.
Because there is no more games this year, and I would be very surprised if this team looks anything alike.
It shouldn't.
It look anything alike.
Yeah, if they're serious about trying to be a franchise, like if they're serious about trying to be a, you know, because that's the question, right, is what are you trying to do? I would assume is win championships, right? That's the assumption.
Yeah.
We'll enter this conversation on the assumption that the goal that they have is to build a championship team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if that's true, then a lot of stuff has to change this offseason.
Yeah.
And then you kind of start with, okay, what changes? What's the right path? Who do you build around? Who do you build with? How do you even think about that? And it's very complicated, yes. There's no easy answer, and everyone's going to simplify it to, do you build around this guy or do you build around this guy?
It's more to it than that.
Well, it's way more to it than that. And honestly, I don't think build around is the right way to put it even, because you tried to build around Trey.
Didn't work.
It kind of worked a little bit, and the peak happened, and then it has fallen off
substantially
yes. year over year, because it's really hard to build around a guy like that.
Yes.
As we've said this going back to when they drafted him, was like, all right, like, you see the talent for sure, and Trey's really good. Like, let's not be prisoners of the moment or disrespectful or anything like that. Like, Trey's had a nice NBA career so mm-hmm. far. He's a really good player. But he's all of the things that we knew that he was when you drafted him, which is undersized and ball dominant and not good at defense and all these sorts of things. Like, there's not very many examples in NBA history of a team successfully building around a player like him.
Mm-hmm. And contending.
And contending. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, even what are even the examples? You know, like, who are Trey-like players that teams have successfully built around and won championships?
None.
Not really, mm-mm. right? Like, none. The Blazers tried their damnedest mm-hmm. to do it with Damian Lillard and couldn't do it, and now he's on a different team. Mm-hmm. Who are the other guys that are even Trey-like?
I don't know. When's the last?
Because don't say Steph, and I know you're not going to, but don't say that, because that's not the same thing.
No.
Okay?
But no, what I think of is, you know, the only one I'm trying to think back as far as I can, only like 6 foot lower best player on the team championship guy was Isaiah.
Okay.
I mean, they did it with Iverson, but they had a strong infrastructure around Iverson.
And those builds, you know, are incredibly similar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. They had a hell of an infrastructure around
they
him.
They put defense and toughness yes. and rebounding yes. and just absolute, like, behemoths beside yes. those guys. And then they let him eat.
Yep.
Okay. But none of that. Okay, Isaiah won championships in the late 80s, yes. so that was a long time
yes.
ago. Not to take anything away from him. Yes. He won some championships back then. And Allen Iverson got close, for yeah. sure, at least got there. I don't know how close they were. They won one game against the Lakers, but they got there. I also would contend that he's a step above Trey, Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Like, Allen Iverson's one of the all-time,
yes.
certainly of this era,
yes.
offensive weapons and
yeah.
players and all
yes.
that kind of stuff. So, okay, but those are the Trey-like players. I mean, that's, first of all, really hard. Second of all, no one's really done it. And third of all, we've seen the Hawks try to do it, and because it's so hard, get worse at it year over year. Okay, so you could try to do it again if you want. Like, if that's what you want to try to do, you could try to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, 4 years ago we did a little bit better when we maybe had a center, because it was Capella, but it was 4 years,
it was
ago,
4 years
Capella,
ago Capella
who could actually defend and do some
and
things.
Run and do all those things.
He
yes.
had some better shooters around him, and okay, so it kind of, but still, top end then was 50 wins. So yeah. is that the goal? Not really. You were nowhere near winning a championship. I don't care what people say about tripping on refs and stuff like that. Like, that was not a championship team. Okay, so then what's the other path? So you trade him. Well, that's tough, because you look at what teams get back when they trade max contract players.
Yeah.
Like, look, the Blazers didn't get a lot for Damian Lillard.
No.
They got some draft picks.
No.
Okay. Like, that's all right. So,
who picks,
then that's a rebuild.
And we're talking between, and when you talk about, because it's the simple conversation of which two players, everybody talks about the two guards here. Like, who you get more for?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's my thing. Like, I understand where DB's coming from as far as, you know, trading them both and all those everything. I don't see that happening. But I think the more as the season waned on, and I'm not putting the team's record, how they play without Trey, because they still stunk. You know what I mean? Like, Trey left, they were in 10, and we came back, they were in 10. And so I view it from the standpoint of who has the most value. And if you're going to restart it, then, yeah, both of them got to go. Both of them, you need to go ahead and just restart all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Because we've been through it already.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to ask a team to do.
Yeah.
Because you know what that means.
Yes, you know what that means. That means that that means we got to see Kit Bazemores and Torian Prince's.
And those are the good guys.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have
to
go.
Those are the guys you're excited to
see. That kind of stuff, man. And it sucks because, you know, I did have, you know, I thought it would be better than they are right now. That's my biggest thing. I didn't think, and I kept saying this about that Eastern Conference team, I said, that's a blip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blip because this franchise is not a consistent winner. Now, they win games. They've been in playoffs a number of times, but I'm talking about Eastern Conference Finals franchise every other year, every third year? No.
No. I thought that they had built something that was going to be like, you know, middle of the pack Eastern Conference. Some years 6 seed, some years 4 seed. Maybe you win a first round. Maybe you get hot like they did 4 years ago. And, like, maybe a fringe conference championship contender every other couple of years. But that hasn't been it either. Like,
yeah.
It's gotten worse from there. So yeah, I mean, back to the drawing board seems like the right thing to do. I guess you could go the other route, which folks are suggesting, which is, and you can't say build around, because you don't build around a player like DeJounte. No offense to him. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You can build with him.
With him.
I think it's easier to build a starting five starting with DeJounte than it is starting with Trey, because it's really hard to build a functioning team around a guy like Trey.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't know how good a team is that's built starting there. Like, so you go DeJounte, Jalen Johnson, and blank, and that's your slate. Like, that's a tough ask, too, because those guys are – that's too good to get you a real draft pick. The only way that you build from the ground up in this league is to be bad enough to get a top draft pick and mm-hmm. get the right guy.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
The problem is,
the biggest thing
they
is
tried it.
They tried
and
that.
And they had him.
And, the thing,
and then they traded
and
him.
They trade, and that's the thing about it. They traded him. And in today's with these young men coming into this league, you don't know who is one. You damn sure don't. I'm sorry. You just don't. You don't know if – because there's so much responsibility that goes with it. It ain't a fact of, okay, I can get my numbers. No, you got to be responsible for a lot of things when you're a franchise player. And right now, I mean, he's been talking about it's a wing-driven game. You got Ness. You got to have a point guard,
what
distributor. Don't get me wrong. It's a wing-driven game. It is. You got to have that two-way stud and probably two of them at least.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know, to win championships.
Because the answer to what the Hawks need to do is the same, whether they keep Trey or keep DeJounte or whatever it is. They need to get one of the five best wing players in the NBA.
Yes.
And then you can contend for championships. Or have an outlier who's a generational player at a different position like a Jokic.
An Embiid.
Or an Embiid, which they haven't even contended for championships, so they're not yes. really an example. Mm-hmm. Or Steph Curry or something like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so how do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, usually it's you suck.
Been there, done that.
Try that.
Yeah.
Didn't work. It's a tough spot, man. That's the reality of it. It's a really, really tough spot. They have a lot of really hard questions to answer, and there's no easy fix for it at all. So it's going to be an interesting offseason, to be sure. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
It's hard. I don't know. You know, they, you know, it was more of a collective thing, I think, that we reached a point where they put so much pressure on the rim, and you know we had to respond offensively, and we did for a while there, and then.
All right, so that's Quinn Snyder after the game, sort of giving a brief summation of part of what went wrong. Sure, they lost last night. The Hawks did, 131-116. Fitting in a lot of ways, like giving up 131 points on the last game of the season is right for this team and the way that they defend, which they don't.
No, no.
Having a guy like Coby White have his career high 40. Against
he
you.
He dropped a 40-burger
is fitting because guys like him have kind of been doing that to this team all season long. And then, honestly, for the narrative and the momentum of the final third of the season, for DeJounte to go out there and play the way that he did and for Trey to go out there and play the way that he did is fitting as well, because that's been a large part of what the season has turned into, is which guy do you want? Which guy is the team better with? Which direction do you go next? And all that kind of stuff. So, like, you know, unfortunately, true, that was the game that needed to end the season, because that's what the season was.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you look at, you know, this team as a whole, the talent, we know that they didn't have a lot of it. We know that defensive presence, they didn't have a lot of shooting, a lot of consistent shooting. And I think that when you look at DeJounte, he has best years of pro, especially on the offensive end.
Especially in the final 25 games of the season.
Well, because he was the primary ball.
He was allowed to do what he does best.
Yes. And so then you go back, like, when you look at the value between, I said it before the break, who has the more value? Who's easier to trade? And you said it right. I think that DeJounte will be easier to trade than Trey.
Yeah, I think it's easier to find. I think there's, I don't know, I bet there's 15 teams that would be interested in trading for DeJounte Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many teams there would be interested in trading for Trey, and that's not. And people would say, well, then obviously that means one guy's better than the other.
No.
I don't think that's what it means. I think it means one guy is easier to fit in to a team than another. And I think that's also what you saw in the final 25 games of the year. Like, this team is poorly constructed, especially to try to fit around Trey.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when DeJounte was the point guard, it functioned better, because DeJounte was a better fit for what this team was built to do,
right,
which is an indictment on the front office. That's more than anything. Trey's been here for a long time. Yes. DeJounte's been here for 2 years, and they tried to build it around Trey. It's not good that when he was out, the team played similarly or better in a lot of ways. That's not, again, I know people want to make that say that this guy's better than that guy. No, that means this team was built wrong to try to make that guy and make the team function best around it.
This is something we already know. This is like, this is something, I mean.
I don't know that people do. Like, really? I think people, no, I don't. I think it boils down to, well, that looks better than that guy is better. And I don't think it's that simple. I think people want to make it that simple, but I don't think it is that simple.
What do you think it is then?
I think the team's built bad.
Oh, I mean, obviously we know that, but you said people don't think that's the truth?
I don't know. Because it seems to me like people think that trade Trey, give the keys to DeJounte, voila.
No, that's not going to happen.
Absolutely not.
No, you know something? When we have 99 to game night, and we sit up in the stands, me, you, and my son, Samson, got to go hang out with the six men. That's our second year doing it, me and Samson. I love being up with them people, because them people are true, and everything like that. Even they know that this thing is raggedy. They know, as much as they want to cheer and holler, they know this thing is raggedy, man. This is going to have to be a complete overhaul, because you missed. Not saying, because Trey's an all-star type player, but you missed on the one. Mm-hmm. For some other reason, you hear the rumors of why they traded and all that. I can't go back to it, because that dude's in Dallas and he ain't leaving Dallas to come back to Atlanta.
No.
They got to go out, and first of all, because I like Coach Quinn. I think Coach Quinn is a good coach. But when they hired him, and you people trying to make me believe that he is the savior, he had a defensive player of the year 3 times in a row. He had a budding all-star player in Donovan Mitchell, had some other pieces around that. How far they got?
Yeah. They won 53 one time or something like that,
okay.
Right?
So, okay.
Here's why, though. Uh-huh. Because while those guys are very good players, they never had one of the 5 best wing players in the NBA.
Exactly.
Which is what you have to be a genuine NBA championship contender. Or you have Jokic, or you have Steph. And here's the thing about having those guys. They built the teams around them perfectly.
Yes.
Like, they did a really good job building the team around them.
That's what we're talking about.
It's pretty easy to build a team around LeBron.
Talking about, you know, the whole Steph. And the thing with Steph was, he was in a perfect system with the perfect coach with the perfect complementary players.
And he had
freaking Klay Thompson.
And
he had one of the most versatile players ever in Draymond Green.
He's one of the best players to ever live.
Say it one more time.
That's why.
Say it one more time for the people in the back that stayed in my mention.
He's one of the best players ever. He's the best shooter ever.
That's why.
He's one of the best.
That's why.
That's the thing about it is, like, it's – there's
that's
no,
why.
There's no blueprint. The blueprint is just get one of the best players ever and then build it around him quickly. And here's the, and this is not a criticism. It's just true. Trey's not that. He's really good.
Yes.
He's not that.
No.
And that's okay. Most people aren't.
Yes.
Most people aren't. But you have to be honest about that. If you're genuinely trying to build around a guy like that, and he is like that, like a smaller, limited in some ways, you have to be the best ever at something.
Yes.
And he's not.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What do you do now?
Now what do you do? I don't either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Honestly, like, that's the hardest part. Is like, because I really was. I think a lot of people are going to try to solve it and say they have the solution and all that kind of stuff. And if you do, good for you. Maybe they'll hire you. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to
because
do
everything,
is.
If we're talking about, we can talk about the Falcons front office and everything. Landry's going to be here.
The Hawks?
The Sun's going to be here.
Oh, right.
The decision makers aren't going anywhere.
I know. And that's the part
they're not going anywhere.
That's the part that I come back to is.
They're not going anywhere this offseason.
Not right now. Yeah. Like, eventually, if it keeps going
eventually,
like this, then they will. But, like, that's the part that, you know, is really probably the most important part is, like, okay, this is what I think that they should do. There's arguments both ways. I think that there are legitimate arguments both ways as to whether or not you should move on from Trey or keep him, build with DeJounte and Jalen Johnson or whatever. Like, I think you can make reasonable basketball arguments both ways. But if the question is, do you trust the front office to get it right?
No.
Then the answer is no.
No.
And then so what's the point? You know what I mean?
But,
like, I don't – they're not asking me to do it.
Right.
Like, I can argue one way or the other what I think is right. Drew said they should trade both of them, and I don't – that's reasonable too. Like, if you look at all of the teams in the NBA this year that have a chance to win a championship, 80% of them did it by drafting their best player.
Yes.
So how do you get in a position to draft a guy that can win you a championship? Pretty much have to suck.
Yeah.
Or get really, really lucky and draft Jokic in the second round.
Or you look at it from any – you look at OKC. They got all a young team.
But they're all drafted.
But they're all – no, except for they traded for Shea. They traded for Shea. Their best player they traded for, but they traded for him young enough where he know no better.
Right.
Yeah, they got Shea in there as a pup.
And they didn't know what they
and
were
they know
getting
what they
exactly.
were getting
and they had Paul George and Russell Westbrook to trade.
Yes.
So it was helpful that you were able to make those moves.
So you figure out different ways where you got to identify a player, and like you said, you draft the Boston Celtics. Their two best players are both homegrown.
Yep,
they're homegrown, and then they brought in other good players around them. Other good players that have a specific role that complements what your two best players do.
Yeah, but when you have two all NBA wings, then it's really easy to build around them. And even the Celtics haven't gotten it right yet, like to the point of winning a championship.
Yeah.
Like they won 64 games this year, and I think the moves that they made from last year to this year. They made sense, and they resulted in a lot of regular season wins. But if they don't win a championship this year, people are going to call it a failure. You know what I mean? And that's with two, like,
All-NBA players.
$300 million max All-NBA wings.
Yes.
Like, the exact recipe to do it, and they still might not do it because that's how hard it is to do. Like, that's the thing about it is it's so complicated. even when you get it right, which the Celtics have gotten
it
right, you still might
not do
it.
But that's the thing about it. But you continually put yourself in that place. You continually put yourself in the conversation to know that you're going to have an opportunity year in and year out because you got those guys to eventually get to the ultimate goal. And now, again, it might not happen because the thing with it is that they're primed and ready. They've been to NBA Finals. I'm talking about the Celtics. They've been to the NBA Finals. And that guy we were just talking about just went berserk. And talking about Steph, he went berserk.
Yeah.
You know, but you went there. I mean, there's a team, but in today's NBA, to win championships, you got to have two all-stars. I think the Knicks are a great strike. I can't stand New York Knicks fan because I love Jalen Brunson and everything.
Yeah, I love Jalen Brunson.
They're not going to win no title.
Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell.
They might lose to the 76ers.
You know, now,
Joel Embiid looked a little hobbled.
He looked bad last
night. Until the fourth.
Until the fourth
and
quarter.
And then he turned it on.
Yeah,
but
he can't run, boy. And then that zone was giving him all kind of trouble at first. And Nicholas Dan Batum, my ass. What? He out there with the dad. I didn't know who that was because Nicholas Batum was a
slender,
athletic dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the hell that was last night.
I know.
I'm like, who is that? Nicholas.
I guess that's what he needed, just a few extra pounds.
I was like, that is him over there.
And 15 years.
Wow.
Nicholas Batum.
Nicholas Batum.
I was sure 15 years ago Nicholas Batum was going to be the man. And I was like, oh, this guy, he's athletic. He's like 6'11". He can shoot. He goes to the rim. man.
Oh, God.
The amount of time I spent on the air arguing about Nicholas Batum, you'd be shocked.
Nicholas Batum saved them last night.
He saved them last night.
He saved them.
He saved the Philadelphia 76ers last night because they were going out, man.
Yeah, dog.
But also, Jimmy Butler ruining his knee and then toughing it out for three quarters blew that game for Miami.
But that was crazy,
as well.
Dog. I was like, what the hell's Nicholas? No, that's not. That is him. Whatever, man. He kept their season.
He balled out.
He did.
But that's the thing. Nicholas Batum will do that every once in a while.
Yesterday was that once. And they needed it. They needed it. Now, he might not hit another damn three-pointer the rest of these damn playoffs.
Nope.
But he didn't need to. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, in certain championship runs, when the Braves won the World Series, it was a new dude each series.
Jacques Peterson. Similarly built to Nick Batum.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Similarly built.
A little bit.
Also, Jacques, kind of a French name.
It is.
Nicholas Batum being French.
Yes.
Do you think he'll play for France in the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I would think so, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
So the Hawks season's over. That's it. Braves swept the Astros, by the way.
Get you some.
Swept the Astros. That was fun. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. That'll be a little bit more fun coming up next. Look, man, it is what it is. Season's over. There's two paths in the woods. Whatever, you got to take the right one. There's a poem about it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show, Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into a couple of different NFL headlines as we are officially, Randy McMichael, 1 week away from the first round of the NFL draft.
Yes. Please hurry.
Can't get here soon enough.
Please hurry the hell up, man. Real quick, Andy, shout out to Joel over at Don Fosto's down here at Colony Square. Just brought us some Cuban sandwiches for lunch. Unbelievable.
And so clutch, and he didn't know this. Yes. How could he? The universe must have.
Yes.
Forgot to eat breakfast this morning, so I was pretty hungry anyway.
Unbelievable Cuban sandwich. So, yeah. Joel, appreciate you bringing them by, my man. Because they hit the spot.
Go see him. See him at Don Fosco's.
It is outstanding.
Right there on Politan Row, which is like the new fancy food court area here at Colony Square. What a facelift, Colony Square. Hawks need to do what Colony Square has done. Because when we got here, it was what the Hawks are now.
Yes.
You had like a Blimpies,
a Moe's and everything.
And that convenience store with the old guy who was a turtle human. Yes. It was very nice.
Can you please?
But the slowest moving human being in the world.
I was like, dude, can you hurry up, brother?
There was a couple times where I was like, actually, never mind. You know, I got to go. I'm running late.
Yeah.
Now they got all kinds of fancy food and they got a bar in the middle of it. And they got, you know what they have? Is one of those walls that has like fake grass or fake leaves with purple neon lights, and people take selfies in front of it.
Yes,
they got one of those down there. That's when you know a place is cool.
That's when you know a place is cool, when they got the neon light with the grass,
with the fake grass.
There's that King of Pops that also serves booze.
Yeah.
With your King of Pops,
it's true. You can get a boozy King of Pops, which is a popsicle.
Okay,
and they also have King of Pups, if you have a dog who likes cold treats, and you can get a cold treat for your dog.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, we got it all.
Yeah, it's all in that little circle down there.
Yeah.
But my wife, that's like when she meets her girlfriends for lunch, this is their meeting point. They always come over here and everything.
I bet that wasn't true 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You guys want to meet at that random Mediterranean spot? Nope. Who's up for a Blimpies? No offense to Blimpies. It's a good sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich. But yeah, it was. It is. It's really nice down there. But yeah, appreciate you, Joel. The sandwich was outstanding. I think he's supposed to come back and bring some for Dukes and Bell later on. But yeah. Yeah, hit the spot, bro. Yeah. Appreciate you.
That's perfect.
Appreciate you, man.
Speaking of hitting the spot, the Braves
sweep
the Astros in Houston yesterday. First time back in Houston since they won the World Series, so
yes.
Some good memories for some of these guys. Yesterday was a bit of a tougher effort, given that the Houston Astros actually showed up to play. And Max Fried was okay, but not as sharp as you'd like.
Yes.
Not as bad as he was in his first couple starts, not as good as he was in his third, but hopefully he'll kind of settle into it. But Ronald Acuna got off the board. Ronald Acuna got off the schneid. First home run of the year. You want to hear? Oh, let's hear it. I'd like to hear it. Let's do it.
The World Series victory. This ball is hit high and deep to center. Dubon is going back. Did Acuna get his first of the year?
Yeah,
yes!
Baby.
There it goes. Ronald Acuna. He's saying, finally, I did it.
That's
after
exactly
over
40
of them last year, his first of 2024, and Atlanta has the lead.
Spiked the bat because he knew he did it.
He knew he did it.
Yeah,
he was
so relieved.
And we talked to Grant yesterday because he was just missing, especially in the previous game. But yeah, it was good to see him get that first home run. Marcell Ozuna continues to be in a zone.
Yep.
I mean, that one he hit yesterday.
absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, and so you look at that, and then you get in a little trouble, and then they get the double play ball, turn the game over, and everything like that. But yeah, just the fact that he got that one, and so as Grant was talking, and as we all know, let him get that, let him find it, and then it's going to be one of them things where you're going to see a lot of trips, a lot of. I can't believe this thing is still in, Andy.
You can't see me?
I can't believe. I thought, you know, once John Cena left, I thought it was gone. You know,
is he the first one to do it?
No, of course not.
No,
but
okay.
John Cena
brought it to the mainstream.
No, everybody was doing it. Because John Cena was trying to portray more for the hip hop group, and so he kept doing that crap right there with the jean shorts. I ain't worn jean shorts since like 96.
Okay,
so I don't know who wore jean shorts in the big jersey.
I will tell you where they're still wearing jean shorts. Gainesville, Florida.
Well, then jorts.
We went to jorts, jean, whatever
you want
to call it.
Right, right.
We went down there for that funeral a few weeks ago.
Right.
Very popular clothing item down
tucked
there.
In,
still
tucked in with no belt.
No, like tank tops.
Oh,
like
there it is,
like
right
a lot
there.
Of tank tops.
Yeah, but I mean, so
and homemade tattoos.
But I thought that was gonna be gone right there. But anyways, you know, it was great to see him get it done. Great to see the Braves sweep the Astros day off the day before the Rangers come into town. The defending. Defending. I was going to remember that.
They're the defending World Series
champion. Defending World Series champion, which I constantly forget. But, yeah, everything was good. Arcia is still playing really well. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when you look at him and the value of the contract, it's just another Alex Anthopoulos thing. You know, just like, hey, you know what? We can give Arcia not even 20% of what Dansby wants, and he'll be an all-star.
Not even that much. Right? It's like
10?
Like, he's making, like – like a quarter, like a third of what Dan, maybe not a third, but like half of what Dansby's getting in a season is this whole contract.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yeah, no.
And then, that's probably the one. Like, of all the ones that Alex Anthopoulos has pulled off, that's probably the one that's the most outrageous. And look, we're 17 games into the season. Main storylines certainly include some of the injuries that the Braves are having to deal with. It sucks that Spencer Strider's out for the year. The other injuries, you're going to get the guys back. But to be the best team in baseball, record-wise or winning percentage-wise, however you want to put it, 12-5, 17 games into the year with all those issues,
dips.
I mean, that's why the whole conversation at the beginning of the season was like not really anything other than how good can they be and how soon can October get here?
I mean, that's the biggest thing.
That's what they are.
I mean, the biggest storyline for this team are the injuries, though, in my opinion, because of who's injured, you know? And so I think that, you know, and we're not worried about
that
this
is the
lineup,
biggest storyline,
you know, because they're gonna hit, like I said, once Ronald comes around, everybody's going to have their turns and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, you still are in the process of figuring out when, and we're not going to say replace Spencer Strider, another pitcher in the rotation, because you're not going to have somebody as good as him that's going to come in from Gwinnett or anything like that. But you're going to have to find a consistent placeholder for that. And so, I mean, as they continue to get better offensively or elevate offensively, the pitching part just got to come along. And you're going to have some days where, like you said, Max is going to give you five, you know, and Charlie's going to give you five, and Chris Hill's going to give you seven, but he might give up four runs or something like that. And then, hell, Darius Vaughn, you know, he might have a one of them, you know, typical ragged starts. I mean, he did go 4 2/3.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't go.
He didn't throw a perfect game. Yeah. Like, he had a pretty good start.
Yeah, pretty good start
for a fifth start. But it was his third start and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, if you're going like storyline ranking kind of thing, obviously the Strider injury and then Ozzie being out and Murphy getting hurt, first swing, first game. Those are the injuries. Is probably it.
First swing.
Ronaldo Lopez is
really
like,
good.
That's crazy.
Is
like,
really
this
good?
Dude's giving up one run in three starts.
They're really good.
And that was one of those ones when they signed him. It's like, all right, or they went and got him. It's like, all right, cool. Bullpen help, fireballer, like that. See how it works out. And they're like, no, we're going to stretch
him out.
Put him in the rotation. Like, okay, he's done some of that too, but we'll see. It's kind of hard to bounce back and forth like that. Also, he throws it really hard. So how's that going to work if he's throwing extra innings and all that? So far, so good. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself and declare him like the NL Cy Young Award winner or anything like that. But just in terms of, you
pleasantly
know,
surprised.
First month of the season, like gold stars.
Yes.
Ronaldo Lopez absolutely
pleasantly
gets
surprised
one.
There.
Andy. Offensively, it's all Ozuna. Like, Ozuna is crazy.
Yes.
Like, he went 0 for 5 on opening day. He's got a hit every day since then, and he's just tearing the cover off the baseball. Even when he makes, like, he flew out in the 10th last night and was able to advance the runner with the flyout. Even when he gets out, he's hitting it hard.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's locked in right now.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is that he is providing that offensive power and offensive things that maybe that you're waiting for other guys to come around, like Ronald Acuna to come around and start his power numbers picking up and everything like that. Michael Harris, you know, as he gets more and more comfortable in the two hole and definitely, I mean, you got two big boppers at 3, 4, and 5. And so, I mean, once you start getting that rhythm, especially getting Michael on base and all those different things, this offense is going to have to carry this team for a while. And we know that because of the simple fact is that you don't know, like, I'm confident that Max Fried is going to get back to form, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not there right now with him. Max is a hell of a pitcher, but he hasn't looked like himself so far this season.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did see some of that on social media yesterday from maybe just Max isn't Max anymore. I don't
want to say. I'm not going to say that. I can't go that far.
I don't think I can do that.
I can't go there yet.
But
at this moment, I can't.
Yeah, he was hurt most of the year last year, for sure. When he pitched, he tended to pitch pretty good, but it's hard to say because it wasn't a lot. And then the first four starts this year have been inconsistent, so that's certainly something to watch as well. I think the bullpen is going to be really good. I know that there's been games, specifically one, where things really didn't go very well.
Off the rails.
And
off the rails.
Individuals have been a little bit less consistent early than you would want them to. I think by June, we're going to be looking at this bullpen like, okay, top three ERA in the National League. You get these guys, if it is only 5 innings from Sale or Morton or whatever, you got all those guys out there that you could trust, and they're pretty much going to love
it. Jesse came in, did his job yesterday.
They all did, pretty much.
Jesse.
And now Jesse did give up one run, but other than that, like his ERA is still sub-2 on the season,
Jesse,
which is all he does. Like, you just put a Braves uniform on him, and all of a sudden he's a sub-2 ERA bullpen pitcher. Pierce Johnson was good again. Jimenez was really good.
What does he max out at, you think?
Like miles per hour?
Yeah, Eddie. I mean,
Jesse?
Jesse.
Like 89, maybe 91. He might sneak into the low 90s.
Okay.
If he puts a little oomph in it, you know? He's got that old man strength. Yeah. But he would have to grunt, though.
He's like, oh, yeah. It ain't going to be no calm 90.
No.
It's going to be a rough.
You're going to know.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough 90 for Jesse. And it might be a damn ball.
What is it about grunting that gives you extra power? You know, why is that? And you can apply that to whatever part of your life you want. But if you put a little why does it go better?
Because it comes from here, Andy, from the gut.
Okay,
from
the diaphragm.
Yeah, it comes from the gut behind that, right between there. There, yeah, that's where it comes from, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Because, like, you say it with your chest, but then when you grunt, you kind of say it with your
diaphragm.
Your diaphragm.
I want a fun Jesse Chavez stat.
Yes.
So, as of last year, so we have small sample size this year, obviously. His average throw is 90.1.
There we
90.9.
Go.
He tops out at, guess what?
91.
92.9.
Oh, 92.9 in the game. Just a shout out from Jesse Chavez.
I don't think nobody loves
there.
Jesse more than we do.
And nobody loves us more than Jesse. So there we go.
It's meant to be.
Also, small sample size would be a really funny nickname for someone. I don't know who you want to call that, but if someone's nickname was small sample size,
I would just laugh at
them. It'd be
them kind
all the of time. Funny and disrespectful.
Yeah, I laugh at them all the damn time.
Small sample size.
You can't, like, would that be a nickname from a woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think she'd be talking about his grunt.
Yeah. soft. You know, like I don't like soft handshakes and soft ass grunters. Yeah. They're in the same category, dog.
Soft handshake, soft grunt. And if you give them a firm handshake.
If you got a soft handshake, you probably a soft grunter.
Wouldn't a soft grunt be a whimper?
A whimper, yeah.
Yes, that's.
You can't even call it a grunt.
We just tough. Yeah, and you can't spell whimper without wimp.
Yep.
We don't like wimps around here.
Hell no.
All right, or we'll come back get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Hey, this hour, by the way, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, a man with a firm handshake and a tough grunt. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.